further forward?
Yes.
That's good. Is that good?
Yeah, you're ready.
Okay.
Sorry. He's got to get away from us here.
He hardly ever knocks anyone's teeth out. It is so rare.
He'd be too late with this one. Hi, Abraham. Do moon phases influence our behavior?
Anything that you think mind can.
Would you say that again in a different way?
Things like that are about as significant as a very small flea on the back of a very big dog. In other words, we would say that there is not a reason for it to be, but anything that you focus upon, people give a lot of different things credit for things. In other words, people use things like that as their excuse for being a little out of balance and so forth. But you acclimate to the rhythm of your planet. Even on a ship, which is moving significantly, you acclimate to the rhythm of it. And there is certainly a rhythm that can be charted with your moon cycles, but it is not necessary for it to affect you. Is your question, can people be so sensitive to it that they could be affected? Certainly.
Is it a myth, or is it... the reason I ask is the word lunatic, I think, comes from a Latin derivation of epilepticus, I think.
It seems that...
And lunatic is sort of denotes that people in the Dark Ages would have epileptic seizures during full moon phases and new moon phases. And I wondered if that word indicated that the lunar body would be a reason for these people to have these seizures.
It's possible that the connection would be there in the word, but we want to talk about how it is that something that happened that long ago would make its way forward in any form that you could receive it. In other words, the documentation of such things. It's really interesting for us to watch the amount of speculation that takes place on your planet. And for the most part, what happens is people will see an event, like maybe someone having a seizure of some kind. And then once they are witnessing the experience, then they try to trace back to what was the cause of it. And it is incredible the amount of myths that have been created throughout the history of man in trying to explain. In fact, we like the word myth that you've introduced here, because when you said, is it myth? It was as if you were saying, is it myth or was it reality? Is it fact or is it fiction? And we want to say, almost everything that everybody else is living, if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would just automatically assume it as myth, because there is nothing that anybody else is living that you need live or will live unless you give enough attention to it that you make it an active part of your vibration. We love talking with our realistic human friends because you are determined to sift through the data of not only your current time-space reality, but everything that you can get your hands on or your ideas on that come before. And we really enjoy, in fact, it's one of the things that we all get together and have a very good laugh about on a regular basis here. We really enjoy watching you rewrite history from your current point of view over and over and over and over again. And it's a natural thing that you would, because everything that you see as reality, you see through your current eyes of vibration. And so as you look back in time, as you even look into your own childhood, you're looking at your childhood through your now eyes, not through your childhood eyes. And that's why when you get together with your siblings, you're all telling about an entirely different childhood, even though you all live together, you see.